أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. رمضان كريم. And it is the 17th of Ramadan, or for you maybe the night for the 17th of Ramadan. But many, many felicitations. And I can remember as a child when the 17th of Ramadan came, all I could remember is that we won. My goodness, 313 against 10,000 or 1,000. It was absolutely phenomenal. But first we're going to look at a dua from the sermon of the Prophet. And let's see what he teaches us to do. He says, فَصَلُوا اللَّهَ رَبَّكُمْ. Pray to your, ask your Rabb, Allah your Rabb, بِنِيَاتٍ صَادِقَةٍ, with a truthful niyyah, وَقُلُوبٍ طَاهِرَةٍ, and pure hearts, أَنْ يُوَفِّقَكُمْ لِسِيَامِ, that you're able to fast, وَتِلَاوَةِ كِتَابِهِ, that you're able to recite his book, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ ذُنُوبِكُمْ, that you're able to ask for, in other words, do tawbah, repent for your sins, because the most unfortunate is the one who's not forgiven. Inna abwab al-jinan fi hadha shahri mufattaha, fas'alu rabbakum an la yuglikaha alaykum. Pray to your Rabb that he never closes the doors of Jannah for you. Wa abwab al-niran mughlaka, the doors of Jahannam are closed. Fas'alu rabbakum an la yaftahaha alaykum. Pray to your Rabb that he never opens them for you. Wa shayatini maghlula, and shaitan is imprisoned. Fas'alu rabbakum an la yusallitaha alaykum. Pray to your Rabb that he never frees shaitan for you. Our focus today is just 17, and it's on two surahs. You can see that Surah Al-Anbiya from ayah 1 and the end of Surah Al-Hajj. It's literally two surahs all together, Anbiya and Hajj. I know we've got some knickknacks in there. 2187, you should all know this one. La ilaha illa ant subhanaka inni kuntu minadh dhalimin. And we've got a Kaaba there. Wonder what that's. Oh, Hajj, my goodness. That's why the Kaaba's there. Okay, but first we're going to recite the first ruku, which is from the first ayah of Surah Al-Anbiya up to the 10th ayah. So please recite with me. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Iqtaraba lin-nasi hisabuhum wa hum fi ghaflatin mu'ridun. Ma ya'tihim min dhikrin min rabbihim muhdathin illa istama'uhu wa hum yal'abun. لاحية قلوبهم وأسروا النجوى الذين ظلموا هل هذا إلا بشر مثلكم أفتعتون السحر وأنتم تبصرون قال ربي يعلم القول في السماء والأرض وهو السميع العليم بل قالوا أضغاث أحلام بل افتراه بل هو شاعر فليأتنا بآية كما أرسل الأولون ما آمنت قبلهم من قرية أهلكناها فهم يؤمنون وما أرسلنا قبلك إلا رجالا نوحي إليهم فاسألوا أهل الذكر إن كنتم لا تعلمون وَمَا جَعَلْنَاهُمْ جَسَدًا لَا يَأْقُلُونَ الطَّعَامَ وَمَا كَانُوا خَالِدِينَ ثُمَّ صَدَقْنَاهُمُ الْوَعْدَ فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُمْ وَمَنْ نَشَاءُ وَأَهْلَكْنَا الْمُسْرِفِينَ لَقَدْ أَنْزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق الرسول الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين. Let's read the three du'as now. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا علي يا عظيم يا غفور يا رحيم أنت الرب العظيم الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير وهذا شهر أذمته وكرمته وشرفته وفضلته على الشهور وهو الشهر الذي فرضت صيامه عليه وهو شهر رمضان الذي أنزلت فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان وجعلت فيه ليلة القدر وجعلتها خيرا من ألف الشهر فيا ذا المن ولا يمن علي من علي بفكاك رقبتي من النار في من تمن علي وادخلني الجنة برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم أدخل على أهل القبور السرور. اللهم أغني كل فقير. اللهم أشبع كل جائع. اللهم اكسو كل عريان. اللهم اقضي دين كل مدين. اللهم فرج عن كل مكروب. اللهم رد كل غريب. اللهم فك كل أسير. اللهم أصلح كل فاسد من أمور المسلمين. اللهم اشفي كل مريض. اللهم سد فقرنا بغناك. اللهم غير سوء حالنا بحسن حالك. اللهم اقضي عنا الدين وأغننا من الفقر. إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم رب شهر رمضان الذي أنزلت فيه القرآن وافترضت على عبادك فيه الصيام، صل على محمد وآل محمد وارزقني حج بيتك الحرام في عام هذا وفي كل عام، واغفر لي تلك الذنوب العظام فإنه لا يغفرها غيرك يا رحمن يا علام. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Let's look today at the extract from Dua Abu Hamza Thimali, where Imam teaches Abu Hamza to say, Allahumma ghafir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat. Oh Allah, forgive all the mu'mineen and mu'minat, means the male believers and the female believers. Al-ahya'u minhum wal amwat, those who are living and those who have died. Wa tabi' baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat, let us find out their good deeds and then follow their path. So take on what good they've left behind. Now, what we're going to look at today, the Battle of Badr. Oh my goodness. Ever since I can remember, I don't even know how far back that is. The 17th of Ramadan, like I said, was we won at the Battle of Badr. So there was 313 against about 10,000. I sort of picture this battle and I see that the angels that Allah sends. So what does Allah say? In Surah Ali Imran, He says, وَلَكَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ, and Allah helped you, بِبَدْرٍ, in Badr, وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّ, and you were weak, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So, you know, thank Allah. You have to thank Allah, give thanks to Him. And He says, you know what your Rabb did? He sent you 3,000 angels. Can you imagine? This is Surah Ali Imran. Now what happened? This is one of the greatest battles of Islam. So the Prophet heard the news that there was a trade caravan going to Syria from Mecca under the leadership of Abu Sufyan. And they literally, what they had done was that they had put all their savings, the Quraysh had put in it, and they wanted to come to war with the Muslims. And the news was very disturbing, and the Prophet didn't want them to come to Medina and fight over there. So he left Medina with 313 men, 2 horses and 70 camels, and they went to Badr because that was a stopping point for all the caravans. Now Abu Sufyan thought, oh my goodness, the Meccans are going to attack us. So he sent a messenger to Mecca saying, please, can you send some people? And this army came, 1,000 men, 100 horses, 700 camels under the leadership of Abu Jahl, and they came to Badr. Now you can imagine, the two armies, they met at Badr on the 17th of Ramadan. There was 2 after Hijrah, so their meeting of Badr. So you can imagine this battle. Now in the beginning, as per Arab custom, they have single combat, one against another. But then they wanted to attack en masse. The Prophet raised his hands, and you will find this du'a in Suratul, can you see that? Surah number 8, Suratul Anfal, ayah number 9. What does the Prophet say? Istastaghithuna rabbakum. When you pleaded to your Rabb, you asked Him for help, fastajaba lakum, your Rabb answered you. Anni mumaddukum, I will help you with what? بِأَلْفٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُرْدِفِينَ, with 1,000 angels, one after the other. The enemies got so frightened, they began to retreat. They sort of went back. And you know, there were 70 prisoners that were taken by the Muslims. They were treated with so much kindness that they said, blessed be the men of Medina. They made us ride when they walked. They gave us wheat and bread when there was little of it. And they contented themselves with a little bit of dates. The rich prisoners prayed ransom and they were set free. The others were asked to gain their freedom by teaching 10 Muslims to read and write. And the Battle of Badr made the Muslims so, so, so strong. So now, how do I do it? How do I take it in my life? The first thing is that I have to plan. This was planned. The battle was planned. When I find that something is working against me, I've got a plan. And then ask for help like the Prophet did. The Prophet asked Allah for help. We talked about it. He said, "Is tastaghithuna," when you pleaded, Rabbakum, when you pleaded to your Rabb, "fastajaba lakum," He answered you. "Anni mumaddikum," I will help you. So in the same way, ask Allah, like you helped the Prophet at Badr, ask him and say, help me, do your best, then hand it over to him. And finally, believe you will win. Definitely, with Allah on your side, there's no other way. That's what the Battle of Badr teaches. Now today is what, you see, there are three times, three places where your du'as are heard immediately. One is when you're breaking your fast. There are no veils between you and Allah. So before you break your fast, do dua. That's why you say, Ya wasi al-maghfira ighfirli. Oh, the one whose forgiveness is vast, forgive me. Because that's the greatest thing we want. But at that time, before you put your date in your mouth, your salt or whatever you're eating, make sure you ask. The second time is when you first look at the Kaaba. Your first look at the Kaaba, duas are answered. And the third one is on the battle. The day of the Battle of Badr, which is today, the 17th of Ramadan, or for some of you tomorrow, so 17th night and day, both of them, pray to him and use this dua, use this ayah 8, surah number 8, ayah number 9, istastaghithuna rabbakum, when you, you know, when you pleaded to your Rabb, and I'll repeat it again, fastajaba lakum, he answered you, anni mumaddukum, I will help you. Ask him and he will help, inshallah. But back to what we're doing today, which is our juz. Our focus is juz 17. And as I told you, the Quran was revealed, so 6,236 ayat, 77,807 words, and it was revealed with chapters, so 114 surah and one surah. So that's how we do it. And I mentioned to you that if you memorize 3 ayat a day, within 6 years you have memorized the Quran. Journaling really is so that we're able to focus, we're able to personalize, we're able to love the Quran, make it our own. This is your Quran. Personalize it. Before you personalize it, do wudu, recite in Arabic, seek protection from shaitan. Always Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La ilaha illallah. And then walzam qalbi hifdha kitabika kama allamtani. Make me commit my heart to your big book as you have taught me. In other words, make me love your book. Make me love you through your book. That's what we want to do. So we're going to go to Surah Al-Anbiya. That's the first surah that we're going to look at. And let me show you my Quran. So if you look at my Quran, I've cut it out, highlighted. Can you see that? Stuck it into my book. And I've written there, what is the focus of this? Now you can have a look here. The focus is there on the Allah's response to those who didn't believe in the day of Qiyamah. But when you think of Anbiya, and take it from the name, it's Anbiya, the prophets. It talks about 16 prophets. So you can write on top 16 prophets. And I love the ayah where it says the prophet is Rahmatul Lil Alameen, a mercy for all the worlds. So that's what we're going to focus on. So the first ayah we're going to look at is ayah 69. Can you go to it? Yeah, let's go to ayah 69. And what happens? So we have Prophet Ibrahim and Namrud, that was a king then. He says, you're going to build this big fire. We just have to, Ibrahim is not believing in me, I am God, he doesn't believe in me. He doesn't believe in our gods, the sun, the moon, the stars. He's causing so much havoc, we're going to punish him, we're going to burn him. So they built the biggest fire they could. So they built this fire. So big was this fire that even if the birds that flew over it, they would get burnt. So it was a really massive fire. The birds couldn't fly over it. So they built a catapult to be able to put Prophet Ibrahim in the fire. Can you imagine being thrown into the fire? That's how he was put into the fire. And look what Allah says. Kulna, we said, Ya Naru, O fire, Kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Be cold and peaceful for Ibrahim. Prophet Ibrahim didn't know that the fire was going to be cold. He didn't say, Oh Ibrahim, I'm making the fire cold for you. No. He just knew, he trusted God that whatever was going to happen, he would be all right. And he landed in the fire, and there's this garden in the middle of the fire. It's cold. When Namrud looks down, he can't believe it. Remember, he had said that your God can't do anything. And then suddenly, there's a garden in between the fire. So here I am with my Quran. Ayah 69. Kulna ya naru kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Now you could write here, when you have fever, or anybody has fever, definitely go to the doctor and definitely make sure you have medication. But dawa and dua, with that recite this. Kulna ya naru kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. It is just a phenomenal ayah for that. Now the next ayah we're going to look at is ayah 87 and 88. Right? It's again an ayah that's known as Ayatul Karima. So let's see what Ayatul Karima says. He says, Wadhan-Nun. Wadhan-Nun means the possessor of Noon. Noon is a whale or a large fish. Do you know why it's called Noon? Let me explain to you. I'm going to try and get a piece of paper so I can show you why it is called Dhan-Nun. When a fish is taken out of water, I'm going to try and find this. When a fish is taken out of water, and I'll show you my visualizer, it curves like that. It becomes a noon. Can you see that? That's why a fish is known as, a large fish is known as noon, or a whale, because the fish curls when you take it out of water. Okay? So Allah says, well, then noon, and the possessor of the fish, إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاذِبًا. When he went away, مُغَاذِبًا means his people were angry with him and he was angry with his people as well. Nineveh, he left the people. فَذَنَّا أَن لَن نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ. Allah says, we didn't tell him to go, and he thought, well, you know what? They don't want me. They're angry with me. They're not listening to me when I tell them, believe in Allah. So he left without Allah telling him. And he goes near the sea. He gets into a boat. There's a storm. And they say, we have to draw lots. That means they draw who's got the shortest stick. And he has to go overboard. And it was Prophet Yunus who had to go overboard. And he was put overboard. And he was swallowed by a big fish. And Fanada, from the depths of the fish. Fanada fi dhulumat. Dhulumat is darkness. From the depths of the darkness of the tummy of the fish, he says, An la ilaha illa ant. There is no God but you. Subhanaka. You are absolutely perfect. I declare your perfection. Inni kuntu minadh-dhalimin. I'm the one who's done wrong to myself by leaving my people. That's what he meant. And so you can see what I've done. I've drawn a fish. I've drawn noon, so I know. And I've written here, fish curls when taken out of water, so I can remember it. And it's wadhan noon. You can see that. And then what Allah says after that. Oh, it's absolutely lovely. He says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. We responded to him. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِ. And we saved him. Allah says, we saved him. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِ. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And this is how we save those who believe. This ayah is beautiful. Memorize it. Whenever you're stuck, whenever you've got problems, just repeat it again and again and again. La ilaha illa ant, subhanaka inni kuntu minadh dhalimin. Should we do it again? La ilaha illa ant, subhanaka inni kuntu minadh dhalimin. Keep on doing it, and immediately there will be a reply. It is known as Ayatul Karima. Really, really beautiful. So you can see I've put it there, and I've also highlighted the other ayah down there. Okay? Now the next one we're going to look at. It's 21:107. My goodness, it's so beautiful. Wama arsalnaka. We did not send you, O Muhammad, illa, except rahmatan lil alamin, as a mercy to all peoples of all times, to all kinds of people, to everyone everywhere. Isn't it amazing? To all the worlds, to all creation, you are a mercy. You are kindness per se. And I've said this before. Awaluna Muhammad wa akharuna Muhammad wa awsatuna Muhammad. The first is Muhammad, the last is Muhammad. They're all Muhammad. So even Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu faraja, exactly like the Prophet. They're all in kindness. So you know what? Ask them. It's amazing. And I highlighted وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And I put their mercy to the world. Just repeated it because I love this ayah. I think it's absolutely phenomenal. So now what we're going to look at is Surah Al-Hajj. Can you see it? Again, I've cut it out. And I've put it in there. And Surah Al-Hajj tells you the definition of a Muslim. Although, let's see what it says. Okay? So it starts off with talking about three types of human beings. There's the believers. There's those who reject divine guidance, don't want to know. And then those who stay on the edge, neither here nor there. You know, they're sort of, they're not, it's not that they're not sure, but they want advantages from both. And that doesn't work. So whenever you think of Hajj, also think of Hajj. It talks about Hajj as well. And that's where we're going to go. It tells you the rights of Hajj. It tells you that you have to establish Salah in your life. You've got to serve human beings. And you've got to strive hard to succeed and get Allah's help. It is one of the most remarkable surahs for several reasons. It was revealed during the day, during the night, on a journey, at home, during war and at peace. So it was revealed at all times. So Surah Al-Hajj is just absolutely amazing. So the first ayah we're going to look at is about Hajj. So you can have a look at it. So let's look at ayah 27. And what does Allah say? وَأَذِّن فِي النَّاسِ. And he's telling Prophet Ibrahim. He says, وَأَذِّن لِلنَّاسِ. Call out. You know Adhan? You say Adhanism. We all say Adhan. Adhan is to call out. So call out to all human beings. What am I going to call them out to? Bil Hajj. That they should come for Hajj. An announcement of Hajj is for all. And he says, يَعْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَىٰ كُلِّ ذَامِرٍ. They will come to you on foot and on every sort of transport as such, on every lean camel, he says. Min kulli fajjin amik. He says they will come from every remote path. When Hajj comes, you don't have to ask people. They're there, they come. Let me see how I've highlighted it. Shall we have a look? So if you look there. Wa'adhin lin, oh sorry, let's find it. Wa'adhin linnas bil Hajj. Call human beings to Hajj. And at the side I've written Hajj. Can you see that? So they may witness the advantages for them and mention the name of Allah during the stated days, which is the days of Hajj. It is stated. Just before that, if you look at ayah 26 in your books, it says that when we assigned to Ibrahim, can you see that? Right up here, right there. وَإِذْ بَوَعْنَا لِإِبْرَاهِيمِ مَكَانَ مَكَانَ الْبَيْتِ. A place on the house. And we told him, don't associate anyone with me. Purify my house. For who? For those who are ta'ifin. That comes from tawaf. Can you see that? Walqa'imin. Those who stand. Walruqa'is sujood. And those who pray salah. Who do ruku and who do sujood. That is salah. Qiyam, ruku and sujood. So he says, purify it. For who? For those who do tawaf. And those who pray, which is stand, ruku, and sujood. And you could probably draw this. I would also draw sujood there, so I know. And I would draw a man standing, or a person standing. And this circle represents tawaf, to go round. So you could do that too in your book, okay, or in your Quran. Right, the next ayah we're going to look at is 73. So if you turn your pages to 73, my goodness, look at this. What does he say? Ya ayyuhan nas, O human beings. He says, ضُرِبَتْ مَثَلٌ. We're giving you a parable, an example. فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ. Listen carefully. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. When you call upon anyone other than Allah, لَن يُخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا. They cannot even create a fly. وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ. Even وَإِن يَسْلُبْهُمُ الذُّبَابُ. And if a fly snatched anything away from them, shay'an, anything, لَا يَسْتَنْكِذُوا مِنْهُ. They can't even take it back from him. You know, as soon as a fly lands on something and puts something in, or eats something, if I can say that, its saliva completely breaks it down. And he says, Da'ufa talib wal matlub. The person you call out to is weak, and you calling out to that person is weak as well. Isn't it amazing? So anytime you ask anybody else but Allah for help, now, people are a means of help. Doesn't mean don't ask people, but it means if I always ask Allah, and it will be helped through people, okay? But here Allah is saying, if you replace me with somebody else, and you think that is your God, they're weaker. Just like they can't even get something back from a fly. Cannot create, they cannot even protect something that is taken away by a fly. Can you imagine? So let's have a look here. Back to my Quran, I've got it as 2273. And you could probably draw a fly here. Can you draw a fly? Yeah? I don't know. Something like that. My fly is not very good. I'm sure you can draw better flies than me. I think a fly has four legs, not whatever. And you can draw a little bit there, and that's a fly, and I can put a fly here. And at least I know that a fly in Arabic is called Zubaba. So maybe I will write here. I've underlined it here, but I would write Zubaba. So I never forget. There you go. Write that too. Okay. The next ayah is ayah 78. This is where we're told we're called Muslims. So what does Allah say? He says, "Wajahidu fillahi hakka jihadi." Try, strive hard, do your best in Allah's way. That which is due to Him. Then He says, "Huwajtabakum." He has chosen you. وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمِ. And He hasn't made it difficult for you in religion, because it's the religion of Ibrahim. هُوَ سَمَّاكُمُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And I need you to underline that. He named you Muslims مِنْ قَبْلُ, before this. وَفِي هَذَا. So that لِيَكُونَ الرَّسُولَ شَهِيدًا. So the Prophet can be a witness. So the Messenger may be a bearer of witness to you. Shahidan alaykum wa takunu shahida ala nas, and that you may be bearers of witness to the people. Now, what does He want us to do? For aqimus salat, establish salat. Wa atuz zakah, and give zakah. In other words, share, help human beings. Wa atasimu billahi, and hold on fast to Allah. Huwa mawlakum, He is your guardian, He is your master. For ni'mal mawla, He's the best of masters. Wa ni'mal nasir, and He's the best of helpers. So to go back here, and we look at the ayah. Okay, so look at I've stuck this on so I can remember it, and I've put there strive. Okay, and I've written jahada to strive, and you'll be a witness against people, establish salah, give zakah, and what are we told down here? Can you see that? Right, hold fast unto Allah. So you could write that on a post-it note, and then you can circle them on your ayah. So that in essence brings us to the end of Suratul Hajj. Okay? But what I'd like to talk about just now before we end is a little bit on the preparation of Laylatul Qadr. I need us to be able to understand that it's something we have to do. We have to start now. We're not going to be able to do it before. We're at the doorstep of the nights of Qadr and the days of Ramadan. The days of Qadr rather. You know what? It's hard. When I sat to write this down and I looked at the news, there are horrific deaths and sufferings. You've seen what's happening in India, for example. It's horrific. And it's a non-visible virus. And I sit to write down my aspirations, what I want. And uppermost in my mind, I see these people who can't get hospital beds or oxygen, and those who are left to grieve for their loved ones. And my heart cries out. And I sort of think, what I want is so insignificant. It doesn't really matter. And I say, Ya Allah, give them shifa. Give them peace. Give them safety. Give them security. And give them normality. And then I look at the dua al-iftata, when we say, Ya Allah, we complain to you for the absence of our Prophet, the gaiba of our Imam, the abundance of our enemies, especially this virus, the scarcity of our numbers, the severity of our trials, and the victory of the era over us. Ya Allah, please help. So how do you deal with this anger, this sadness, this feeling of utter helplessness? The nights of Qadr are given. The first thing, know that Allah's justice will prevail. He says, don't give up hope in Allah's rahmah. We never give up hope. I just talked about the Battle of Badr. Pray hard. Pray for these people who are suffering. Always. That's what we've got to do. That's what is so important. And know that with every difficulty, there are two eases. Innama al-usri yusra, innama al-usri yusra. And finally, persist in dua. In your two dua, remember them. Sometimes we think about ourselves. Do it, maybe I want an iPhone or a, I don't know, whatever I want. That's not as important as those people who are just looking for some oxygen to be able to breathe. So pray for them, and that is what Laylatul Qadr is about. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant them shifa. Let us recite Surah Al-Fatiha for Amar Rumin, for those who are ill and those who are going through difficult times. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Close your eyes, ask Allah to give the thawabs to all the marhumeen, especially those of your family. Pray for those who are ill and those who are suffering and having a difficult time. لي خمسة عطفي بها حر الوباء الحاتمة المصطفى والمرتضى وأبناهما والفاتمة السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. Inshallah, I will see you tomorrow. Fi amanillah kareem.